take your Bibles now. Remain standing with me. Go to the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter number 107. We'll read the first eight verses this morning responsively. I'll read verse number 1 and you'll join me on verse number 2. Psalms 107, just about the middle of your Bible there. Verses 1 through 8 this morning. We'll read this responsively. The Bible says in Psalms 107, beginning in verse number 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
And let's pray. Father, we need you today. I pray that you take a truth today and burn it deep within our, not just our minds, but our hearts. Would we take a truth that we get today and not just put it on a piece of paper, not just write it in the margin of a Bible, but may we hide it in our heart that we would not sin against you. Help us to live it. I pray that you just give me the power of the Holy Spirit as I preach. Give our people your power on their hearing as they listen, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Keep your Bible open to Psalm 107. I want to reread with you two verses that we read a while ago. Verse number 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, watch these next words, for he is good. Look at verse number 8, O that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Keep your Bibles open, look at me if you will. We people tend to see life only as it appears through our eyes. Our sinfulness, our desire to be our own God, causes us to only see life as it affects us. Let me just say right here, right now, life is bigger than just how it affects me. Life is bigger than how it affects you. And there is more to life than what you see here on earth. There is something called eternity. So life is bigger than just what you see. Life is bigger than just what earth is. God tells us over and over and over in the Bible that he is good. We read in Psalm 107, verse number 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. It doesn't say that, look at me for a second, it doesn't just say that he does good, it says that he is good. Now watch this. Why is it then, when things don't go well for us, we doubt God's goodness? When things get difficult, stressful, painful, tragic in our life, we wonder about God being good. God created us sinless. We chose to sin. God did not sin. God did not want us to sin, but because we chose to sin, we chose that not everything in life then would be good. That was not God's choice, that was our choice. God warned us before we sinned. God said to Adam, you could do anything you want. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because in the day thou doest, thou shalt surely die. And then God, after man did obey the devil instead of God, and God had to curse the earth, God had to curse man, God had to curse the woman. And because of that, there was badness that came due to sin, not because of God, but because of our sin. Now listen to this very carefully here. Just because not everything is good to man doesn't mean that God lost his goodness. Did you hear what I just said? Just because not everything is going good or well for you does not mean that God is not good. Our circumstances do not change whether God is good or not. God is good. Whether your circumstances are good, God is good. Whether your circumstances are bad, God is good. Whether you're on top side, God is good. If you're sucking mud in the mully grubs, God is good. If you had the birth of a new one, God is good. If you have the death of a loved one, God is still good. If you got cancer, God's good. God didn't change his goodness based on your circumstances. Now watch this. God's goodness then is not based on how life happens to me. God is good whether life is good or bad to me. Now, okay. The angels of God were playing. No, that was a little creepy, just so you know. We need to quit judging God's goodness based on the events of a sinner's life. That sinner being you and me. Why is it that we question God about the events of life when we were the ones that messed it up, not him? Can I tell you something? Anything this side of hell, you ought to be thankful for God's goodness. Amen. If you woke up this morning and you weren't burning in hell, you ought to be thankful to God for his goodness. Amen. The fact that we do not all burn in hell right now and face an eternity in hell, that we can be saved and avoid it, we ought to thank God for his goodness. That ought to be enough to say, thanks, God. But over and over and over in the Bible, God has to remind us that he is good. Say why? Because he knew we would be so selfish that we would only see life as it happens to us. Now, if you don't get anything, I really need you to listen to the next few minutes. The whole sermon hinges on these thoughts. All of Psalm 107 tells us how we are to look at God's goodness. We read in verse number 1 about God is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We read in verse 8, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Now, I'm going to make a statement here. This is an important statement. We sinful humans should not expect everything in life to be like it will be in heaven. Why is it that we on earth who are sinners expect everything on life to be perfect like it will be in heaven? It won't be that way until we get there. So why is it that when things happen here on earth because of us sinners, that God somehow ceases to be good? Let me ask you a question. Did God sin? No, he did not. Let me ask you again. Did God sin?
No.
Okay, now I know some of you are awake. God didn't sin. So when things don't go our way, is it God's fault?
No.
Now watch this. We forfeited our right to having heaven on earth and perfection when we sinned. Up until then, everything was fine. But can I tell you something? You can't have the Garden of Eden prior to sin after sin. You can't have the lack of bad when you are a sinner. It's going to come. We're all going to die. That is a process. That's not just an event. Did you realize that death is a process, not an event? What you call a birthday is actually a death day. That was real encouraging, wasn't it? You realize that we talk about, well, this is how long I've lived my life. Yeah, each one of those days is one day closer to death.
Right.
And you're on a process. Some of us are a little farther down the road in the process than others. Right, Pop? I mean, anyway, you know, the older you get, the more you understand this death process. I'll be honest with you. I sat with somebody this week for an hour and a half. And we talked about death. I'll be honest with you. I get tired of death. There's not a week of my life that goes by I don't deal with somebody's death. It can get a little discouraging. It really can. But can I tell you something? Just because people die doesn't mean God's not good. God is good. Now, listen to me very carefully here. The constant that God wants us to see is God, who is holy and sinless, is always good. The events of life may not always be good, but God is good. God never promises us in the Bible that everything will be good in our life. You say, well, preacher, what about Romans 8:28? And we know that all things, listen to the next phrase here, work together for good. To them that love God, who are called according to his purpose, God didn't say everything would be good. God said in every situation, that he would do his very best to get as much good out of the situation that he can get. But he doesn't say that every situation is a good situation. He said we will work it out to where we'll get some good out of every situation. Now, listen to this very carefully. He says that he will get as much good out of every mess that we make. But every mess we make doesn't change the fact that God is good. Can I tell you something? I didn't say it. God said it. For he is good. God is good. He used to be saying God is good all the time. Can I tell you something? He is good all the time. It doesn't mean every situation is good all the time. Now, God is good. That will never change. God is good when good is not happening to or around me, but God is still good. I think it's high time that someone stand up for God on his behalf and remind everybody, God's good. Whether or not it's good to me, God is still good. Whether or not the situations of life are good to you, God is good. Let me give you a few thoughts here. You're actually going to get out of church early this morning, so don't watch your watch, all right? Number one, God is good. His goodness is not based on our situations. Look at Psalm 107 again. We were there. Look at verse number 4. God's talking about the Jews in the wilderness here. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his what? Now, wait a minute. Having no house to live in, having no city to dwell in, having no food or drink, or having very little direction, does that sound like you're in a good situation? But yet, if you look back into the book of Exodus, how God took care of the Jews in the wilderness, he fed them every day. He gave them water from a rock. He gave them manna. He even for a while gave them quail. The Bible says so much that it came out their ears. That would be difficult. They had so much that they were full, and God led them by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Why is that? Well, the pillar of fire kept them warm in the desert at night. The pillar of cloud sheltered them in the day and worked as air conditioning. Amen. God even gave them comfort as they traveled, even though sometimes they did not know where they were going. By the way, their fault. They weren't supposed to wander for 40 years. God had made it to where it was only a couple week trip, and yet they decided that they didn't want to obey him, and then they went 40 years in the wilderness. Got mad and complained about it. Oh, what'd you bring us out here? You brought us out here to die, Moses. Wait a minute. Don't you think the God that took care of 10 miracles with the plagues of Egypt, took them to the Red Sea, opened the Red Sea, they crossed on dry ground, closed the Red Sea over the Egyptian army. Don't you think a God that did all those things would take care of his people in the wilderness?
Amen.
Well, you brought us out here to die. We don't have any food. We don't have any water. We're going to whine and complain. We're going to bellyache. The government didn't take care of me. Why do we think God is only good when things are good for us? Why is it that we think God's only good when good things happen to us? Let me make a statement here. God does not change because circumstances change. God does not change because your circumstances change. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. I didn't write it, God did. But he said, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Guess what? He doesn't change. Can I tell you something? God didn't say, I am the Lord God, I change not, as long as everything's going good for you. God didn't say, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever, as long as everything's going peachy keen for you. Here's a statement I want you to get. This ought to rock your boat just a little bit. Did you know that everything that happens to God is not good? Did you know that not everything that happens to God is good? But the fact that he is good does not change. Even the bad things that happen to God, I'll explain that in a second, doesn't change the fact that God is good. Do you think it was good to God that man sinned? So not everything that happens to God is good. Brother Josh, when man sinned, God had to take a perfect creation and curse it. Did you know this earth isn't running the way God wants it to run? Especially with the current people in control. Did you know the actual the production of the earth isn't running exactly the way God wants? He had to curse the ground. He had to curse man. He had to curse woman. He gave her a man. God had to curse everything that he created that was special and right in his eyes. Is that fair to God? Is that good to God? Did you think everything that the devil did to God was good? He had a battle in heaven and took some of the angels of heaven and rebelled against God in heaven. God had to create hell for the devil and his angels. You think that was actually a good thing for God? How would you like to have something that, okay, it would be no different, be more powerful than this, but that'd be like you having a child bring it up and watch it curse you and try to overthrow you as it becomes a little older and then hate you and never speak to you again. Say, preacher, that hurts. I know people in this room that have faced that. Can I tell you something? Every human being has done that to God. All we like sheep have gone astray and turned everyone to their own way. How long did it take before you got saved and trusted Jesus Christ instead of going your own way? Everybody doing all right?
Yes.
Can I tell you something? Even though all that, God's still good.
That's right.
God's goodness did not change because those bad things happened to him. Can I tell you something? God's not real pleased with the way the world's functioning right now. But God's still good. Just because, by the way, do you think God is pleased with the way people are living today?
No.
He made every one of them to praise him. I wonder how many have stolen that praise away from him today. God is good no matter what happens. Turn to Psalm 33, verse number 5. Psalm 33, verse number 5. For he loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Can I tell you something? Every good thing that we get from the earth, God gave us. Every piece of food that you eat came from this earth. The medication, whether it be natural or whether it be pharmaceutical, came from the earth. You didn't make it out of the sky. Boop. Okay, here you go, natural. No, it matters not to me whether you eat swamp grass and drink swamp water and eat tree bark, or if you go to the doctor and take medication. Matters not to me. It all comes from the earth. I'm not going to be critical of either. Whatever works for you, I'm good with it. But may I say something? Everything in the earth that is good, God made for us. Psalm 53, just a few pages over. Psalm 53, verse number 1. I'll get there in a second. Psalm 53, verse number 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. Ooh. Now wait a minute. God said that the earth is full of God's goodness. And then you have the fool that says there is no God, and there is no goodness in them. How would you like your own child to look at you and say, you're not my parent, and I want nothing to do with you? How'd you like to have it happen billions of times over the way it has happened to God? So, God is good. God is good whether my situation is good or not. God's goodness is not based on how life is happening around me right now. The old preacher used to say it this way, I cannot always see God's goodness, but I can always trust God's goodness. You may not always see the goodness of God, but may I tell you something, my friend? You can always trust the goodness of God. You may not see God's goodness in your life personally, but if you look around, the earth is full of his goodness, and you can see the goodness of God. Did you get up early enough to see the sunrise this morning? I would say, did you see it set last night? But we had a storm brewing, amen? You didn't see nothing but rain and wind. But can I tell you something? Even when situations are not going well in your life, God is good. Take my phone calls and my texts for a week and see how rough things are. But yet God's still good. God's still good. And by the way, please do me something. When you have a tough time, call the preacher. Let me help you. Say, preacher, I don't want to burden you. You burden me when you don't call me. I can't always fix it, but I know who we can go to help us. And sometimes God gives the old preacher a little bit of wisdom to help you. Can I tell you something? God is good whether our circumstances are good or not. Number two. This one's going to hurt. Are you ready? God's goodness should change our minds. Amen. Turn to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. And I'm going to cut loose and preach for a few minutes here, so hang on. Romans chapter 2, look at verse number 4. Or despiseth thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Now, I want you to notice something here. Seeing God's goodness, seeing how good God is, should cause us to change our mind. The word repent means change of mind about complaining. It's not talking about seeing how good God is in reference to salvation. He says here, Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? That means this.
Preacher, I've had a tough week. I crashed my car. I got sick. The kids threw up on me. I'm not feeling good. I lost a night of sleep. The power was off for 9 hours at our house. Whatever. Several of us had that opportunity this week. Can I tell you something? Those are things that happen to us. But when we are in those situations, if we'll look up and look at how good God is, these situations won't drag us down as far.
Amen.
Here's the problem. Power's been off for 9 hours and it's 85 degrees in the house. And this happened. And this happened. Where's God in all this? God's not being real good to me right now. God didn't say he was good to you. God said he is good.
Right.
Too many times we're looking at it how it affects me. How it affects mine. God bless Brother John. He's had the virus or the flu going through his house. And with all them kids, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Man, I'm not sure which end or both ends it's coming from, but either way, that's not a good week. Amen? Can I tell you something, though? God's goodness didn't change.
Right.
We can look at the stuff, but we can look to God and see how good he is, and maybe that will change our attitude about how we get through the tough time. You see, when I see his goodness, I won't complain as much about my situation. If I can look at God and say, God, you're good. Look how good you are. Look what good you do. Oh, these are just little things down here. This is nothing at all in comparison to eternity. Can I tell you something? God is good no matter what.
Amen.
Back in Psalm 107, we didn't take time to read the whole chapter. Aren't you very glad? But in Psalm 107, I want you to look with me again at several verses. Look at verse number 8 with me again. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Look at verse number 15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Look at verse number 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Look at verse number 31. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Can I tell you something? Four times in that chapter, God repeats the exact same verse. In the Hebrew and in the Greek languages, God repeats things for emphasis' sake. When he says something four times, he's trying to get something across to you. That's kind of like your mother when she called you by your first, your middle, and your last name. Uh-oh, you knew judgment came and you're going to die. You know, when mom used to say, Craig, come here, no problem. When she'd say, Craig Bush, I'm thinking, okay, she's getting a little serious now. Now, when she said, Craig Eugene Bush, that meant dad's coming home and I'm going to just might as well bend over and die. If I ever heard my first, middle, and last name, there was no but mom. It was over, amen. Judgment had come. Punishment was imminent and probably furious. Can I tell you something? God said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Again, God's goodness is based on who he is, not what is happening around me. God is good. And his goodness is based on what he is, not what happens to me. Goodness is based on what you do, not what happens to you. Now we're going to get down to the nitty gritty and preach for a little bit here. This term repentance, I'm going to mention it again tonight. Repentance does not mean turn from your sin. It is a change of direction. Here's what happens. The power's off. This person's sick. You've got this problem.
the phone rang and this bill's overdue and you've got this problem and you get fired from your job and you've got all these things that happen to you and you're looking at all these things. But if you look to God and His goodness, you'll change your attitude a little bit. You see, you go from looking down at your problem to looking up at His goodness. And guess what? You've had a change of direction. Quit looking down, look up. Quit looking at your situation, look at God's goodness. Quit looking at the problem and look how good God is. You say, well, He's not being real good to me right now. Wait a minute, God is good. I want you to notice something else. You might not understand this, but in all four of those verses, God says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. That's not talking about saved people. Didn't say to the children of God, He said to the children of men. That means every bit of food you have, God is good. The air you breathe, God is good. Unless you're in L.A. then you sift it through your teeth and breathe it. Can I tell you something? God is good no matter what. Did you know that God will always do good? For God to be good, He must do good. Everybody listen to me for a second. When your children get caught doing wrong and they'll say, oh, I'll be good, I'll be good, I'll be good. They've been doing bad, not good. You're not good because you don't do bad. You're good because you do good. It is not the cessation of bad that brings goodness. It is the doing of good that brings goodness. Just because you don't do bad does not mean that you are good. You must do good to be good. Does that make sense to everybody? Boy, I'm having fun up here. God does not have to have good done to Him to be good. Why is it then that we Christians think that we have to have good done to us or God's not good? By the way, just because good is not done to God doesn't mean that God's not good. He is good no matter what happens. God is good. Folks, we don't realize how good God is. So, well, preacher, I'm watching people suffer. I saw this happen. Preacher, that's not fair. It may not be fair, but it's not God's fault. That's because we're all sinners.
Right.
Last week, I got an email. Missionary couple in Africa. There's two families over there working together as missionaries, and the governmental structure got to where they needed to get out of the city in which they lived, and they had to fly out. They put these families on two different planes, and there wasn't enough room for everybody, so they put the wives and the children on one plane, and the two missionary men got on another plane, and they took off second. The kids and the wives took off, and they got to the airport, and the other plane they were waiting on and waiting on. And waiting on. Then word came that plane had crashed, killed both of those men. Say, preacher, that's not real good. We don't know what good will come of that. The situation may not be good, but can I tell you something? God's goodness did not change. Preacher, that doesn't sound fair to me. Might not sound fair to you, may not sound fair to me, but can I tell you something? God's goodness did not change. I don't understand it. I'm not going to pretend to understand it. But God's still good. I don't understand Ann Garner having cancer and having to go through what she's going through right now. But God is good. Brother Jimbo's had radiation for the last week, treatments, and going through chemo himself. Do I understand it all? No, but God's still good. God is still good. Went to see Brother Jimbo this week. You know Brother Jimbo. He's lost probably 30 pounds. Preacher, what you doing here? I said, to come check on you. He said, oh, I'm fine.
I said, well, what do you need? Nothing, I'm fine. What do you need, preacher? What can I do to help you? There's a man going through radiation and chemo, and he wants to help me. Tough old redneck. Gotta love that guy. Can I tell you something? God's good even when you got bad problems happening.
Right.
He looked at me and said, preacher, no, it's not fun. He said, but worst thing that happens is I stay here. He said, I know I'm going to heaven. If I die, it's okay. He said, I don't plan on going anytime soon. He said, I want to bother Loretta a little longer. I love it. I love it. I love it. Can I tell you something? Just because good is not happening to you right now doesn't mean God's not good. Just because good isn't coming to you at the moment doesn't mean God is not good. Brother Josh and Ruth Ann, they've done all they need to do to get their licensing for fostering and adoption. I could never tell you how proud I am of Brother Josh and Miss Ruth Ann in their praying. He came to my wife and I, and they said, be careful how you pray. And I said, what do you mean? He said, Dad, and he was talking as my son, not as me, the pastor. He said, Dad, he said, be careful that you don't pray that God gives us somebody quickly. How about we pray that God gives us who he needs us to have? He said, because if we pray, we're asking God to work a bad situation into somebody's life. And how do you ask God for that? Whew. I'll be honest with you, I was humbled. My son had more wisdom than I had. As his dad, I wanted him and his precious wife to have what they want so badly. But he had the wisdom to say, be careful what we pray for, Dad, because we're praying for somebody to have a bad situation. Boy, that's wise. That might mean that they wait a little longer. But can I tell you something? When God gives them what God will give them, it's going to be that much sweeter.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? God's good all the time. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Can I tell you something? God doesn't have everything happen to him good. But yet God is still good. Parents, be careful that you tell your children that they're good just because there's an absence of bad. They're good when they do good, not because they don't do bad. America has gained this mentality that if I don't do bad, I'm good. No, that means you're just not doing bad. You're good when you do good. God is good. God is doing good. He may not be able to do good to you right now, but God is good. By the way, if you're saved, he is doing good to you. Say, what is that? He's not recording your sins. He's not going to judge you for your sins. He's not holding your sin against you in eternity, and he's building a mansion for you in heaven, and he's making rewards available for you as you live your life here on earth, and God is good to you even when the situations around you are not all good. Maybe we ought to start looking at how good God is. So, we said, first of all, that God is good and his goodness is not based on our situation. Number two, God's goodness should change our mind. We ought to quit looking down at the circumstance and look up at his goodness. Number three, and I'll finish. God tells us to look for his goodness in others when our circumstances are not going well. Can I tell you how to find God's goodness when things are rotten around you? Look for God's goodness in somebody else's life. Boy, is that contrary to our flesh. Hey, instead of you saying, well, preacher, I had this need and God gave me my need. No, I still have the need, but somebody I know, God blessed them. Then how about you rejoice with them and look at the goodness of God in their life, and maybe, just maybe, you'll quit complaining about your situation. I had a preacher friend this week. He said, he texted me, he said, man, God was good. Look what he did. And I'm thinking, yeah, I could have used that. That was my flesh. Say, what did you do, preacher? I rejoiced. I thanked God. I praised God as much for him as though it did happen to me. Will it happen to me? Don't know. Don't care. God's blessed me so much. If he never blesses me again, I'm still in debt to him. If you look at what God has done in the life of this church alone, God is good. Praise him for his wonderful works to the children of men. Everybody look at me for a second. When's the last time you thanked God that your neighbors had what they need? People that you don't even know. Let's break it down a little farther. How about those that hate God? When's the last time you thanked God that God hadn't destroyed them yet, so we have a chance to get the gospel to them? Well, I think that God's not fair. He let that happen to those two missionaries trying to do right. What about all those people that hate God? It could have happened to one of them. Hey, those two missionary men are in heaven. If it happened to those lost people, they die and go to hell. Maybe God will use this so that more people could go to heaven. Is that such a bad thing? Everybody doing all right? God keeps those that hate him on earth and meets their needs and hopes that they'll get saved. Maybe we ought to thank God that some of these people that hate God are still alive. Do you know how hard it is to thank God for Nancy Pelosi? Do you know how hard it is to thank God for AOC or Bernie? He reminds me of that guy in the Muppets that used to sit up in the little loft thing there, you know? Sorry. Can I tell you something? Every once in a while, we ought to thank God for those people because it makes us thankful for the freedom we do have. Now, I would like them to get voted out. Trust me. The more good we look for happening to others, the less we focus on the bad situation we are in. The more good we look for in others, the less we focus on the bad situation we're in.
Right.
My plate gets heavy every once in a while. I get bad news a lot. Preacher, how do you stay so happy? Because often I can say, God, I'm sorry they have to go through it, but I'll go through it with them, but I'm glad that's not mine. And I can see how good you're working through them and how we can get through this together. And I have the ability to show them how great, how wonderful, how mighty, how powerful you are. Bring it on, God. Do I always enjoy it? No. My dad's sitting back there. He knows this is true. Every day of my life, I miss my mama. But can I tell you something? God's still good. She's doing all right. Matter of fact, she's doing better than any of us. Little stinker. But can I tell you something? I miss her. But at the same time, I was able to help you while we went through that. Just because my mama died and went to heaven doesn't mean God's not good. There is more to life than what I see, and there is more to life than what happens to me, and there is more to life than just what happens here on earth. And when you only live for what you see here on earth, you limit God's goodness in your own life. Maybe we ought to get our eyes off ourselves and look to God and His goodness in other people's lives. Miss Wally, Brother Fred, going to heaven wasn't good. Matter of fact, it stunk. I miss him. I miss my favorite statement of Fred Skaggs. Who, me? You had to know him to understand that one. I miss him. But can I tell you something? It was good for him. And I helped Miss Wally through like I've helped scores of other people through. Hundreds and thousands of people through. Why was it any different than when my mama died, I helped my family through? But at the same time, Mrs. Diener's husband passed away. And Shannon's adopted mama had passed away. And three funerals in 4 or 5 days, the week of Christmas. Say, preacher, wasn't that bad? God's still good. Amen. Wasn't preaching my own, so God's still good. Amen. And folks, I love you. I'll preach your funerals, but if you move in that casket, I'm out of there. You can find somebody else. Mm-mm, not doing it. I tell you something. We need to quit being so selfish about goodness as it only happens to us. Why is it that we get so self-centered that we think God's only good when everything's going good for us? That's not fair to God. Is it really fair to God to say, well, you've not been very good to me. Did you just hear what you just said? If you're saved and you're on your way to heaven, God's been pretty good to you. Period. Maybe we ought to quit looking at life how we want it to happen. By the way, it's not always happening the way He wants it to happen. And maybe we ought to just start thanking Him for His goodness. Whether it's goodness to me, goodness to him, goodness to her, goodness to her, goodness to her, goodness to him. He's not been real good to Brother Mike. No, goodness to Brother Mike. Hey, can I tell you something? If we'd start seeing God's goodness in everything else, maybe we'd get our eyes off our circumstances, and then maybe we'll see the good that God is working in our circumstance. I can't always see it. But I can tell you this, I always trust it. I don't always see God's goodness in my circumstance, but I can find the goodness of God because God is good. He is goodness. He does goodness. It doesn't say He always does it to me, doesn't always come my way, but God is still good no matter what. Let's not forget that God is good no matter what the circumstance. No matter how it affects me, no matter how it affects you, God is still good. As long as we don't wake up burning in hell for eternity, God is good. I've cried a bucket of tears. In the last couple of weeks. I mean that. I know the heartache of people in this room right now. I know the heartache of folks that come to our church that aren't here today. But can I tell you something? God's still good. Through the tears, God's still good. Through the pain, God's still good. Through the sickness, God is still good. When it comes to pass, God is good. When it comes to stay, God is good. Maybe we ought to thank God for saving us. God is good if you've been saved. Maybe we ought to start looking at His goodness and not our circumstances. Maybe we ought to obey him. Can I tell you something? His word is good. When you get a little down in the mully grubs, maybe we ought to open up that which is good and start reading. Maybe we ought to look at his goodness to us and not the situation that we're in. Can I tell you something? Oh, that men would praise the Lord, for he is good. Change your mind about how it affects you and start looking at God's goodness. Maybe it's not goodness to you, but God is still good, whether good is happening to you right now or not.
Right.
And if you're saved, God's good to you all the time because you're not going to go to hell.
Right.
Maybe we ought to focus on the goodness of God, not our situations. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done.